Perek Bey, the fraction of the Yom Tov, you have a bird which is hatched on Yom Tov, ultimate nation mukta, so it's forbidden because it's considered as if it was set apart. The ego scenario would be Yom Tov, and if you have a calf which was born in Yom Tov, if its mother was set aside for eating mutta mitneshu mukhan al gabi ime, because then we consider it prepared for eating through its mother. The ilu shachet ime hayezer shabimei mutta biyom tov alpa pisa lai nevet. And if its mother would have been slaughtered, the calf inside would have been permitted to eat on Yom Tov even though it was not born yet because of the slaughtering of the mother. If you have animals that go out and pasture outside the Shabbos limit, and they come and they sleep inside the boundary of Shabbos, they're considered prepared, and you can take from them, and you can slay them on Yom Tov. However, animals that pasture and they spend the night outside the limits of Shabbos, and Baal B'yamtif, they come into the limits of Yamtif, of the Tchum, ain't Sheikhnes of Yamtif, you cannot slaughter them on Yamtif, because they're considered set aside, they ain't Da'as Anche Erlem, and the people of the city did not have their intention on using these animals. Similarly, if you have animals which were designated to, for sacrifices, that developed a blemish on the Yom Tov, hey, over here, to die to let me have Yom Tov, being that you did not have in mind to use it on the eve before the Yom Tov, because you thought it would be used for Kachim, also, Shechta B'Yom Tov, you cannot start on Yom Tov. Pikach, therefore, also, Liris Mumi Kachim B'Yom Tov, it's forbidden to inspect animals which were designated for sacrifices for blemishes on Yom Tov. Gzeru, we're afraid, Shema Yatir Machachom, because we're afraid maybe the scholar who's going to inspect them will say that they're permitted for regular consumption, that you could eat them because of the blemishes that are on them, that they cannot be used for kachim, and he'll come to slaughter them on that day. However, a scholar can inspect the blemishes on the animal before Yom Tov, and then on the next day, Lamacha, the next day, Mata Eiser. The next day, he could either declare that the animal is permitted or forbidden for regular consumption. If you have a firstborn which is born together with a blemish, so then it's considered as if it's in a state of readiness. The aim of vakness to be Yom Tov, and it cannot be examined on the days of Yom Tov. If, however, he transgressed the law, and the scholar went and checked the blemish, and he checked it out, the tiran, he said that the animal permitted for regular consumption, you can slaughter it and eat it. The chosh enafel labor, if you have a firstborn which falls in tapit, so you should make it comfortable where it is, because you cannot hoist it out of the floor of the pit, being it's not fit for slaughtering on that day. If you have a mother with its young child which together fell into pit, so then you can lift up the first animal with the intention of slaughtering it and then decide not to slaughter it. Umarim, and you could cunningly do umayla tasheni and lift up the second animal, amunas tasheste, on the intention of slaughtering the second one. Vesechet as ezman shiit, and slaughter whichever one you want. Mishum tzar balichayim hitiru harim, because of pain to animal. So the Chachamim said you can do a cunning advice as follows. Behemoth chulim shenafel min hagag, if you have an animal which is not fit for sacrifice that fell off of a roof, arei tzicha bedika, and it has to, and the animal has to be checked out to see if it's everything's okay and fit to be eaten. Shechna to be yamtiv, you can throw it in yamtiv etzivdek and check it out. Esher shetim to say of etzachol. Maybe you'll find that it's kosher and permitted to eat. Halacha hey, avazim tanigim v'yenim shevibayit. If you have geese, chickens, doves, which are kept inside, harei elu mukhanim, these are considered prepared, v'en tichim zimin, and you don't have to designate them for eating. Avo yeni shevach, however, birds in a coop, yeni aliyah, or birds which are in a nest, tiparam shakinu b'tzvichin, a bebiru, b'paydet harei elu mukhanim. Or if you have birds which are in a large hall or in an orchard, so they're all considered set aside. The Torah was on me the Erev, and you have to prepare them from before Yom Tov Leim and say, Eru Ve'eru Ani Neto, I'm going to take this and this bird and use. The Ein Torah in the Nei. However, you do not have to shake the bird, move it by, when you say it. Demon Shechayim Ulevanim, if one designated black birds and white birds, and he found white birds in the place where the black birds were, and black birds in the place where the white birds were. Harei lo asurim, so they're all forbidden. Shani emer, we say shema esim shezim porchlan. Maybe the birds he designated to use flew away. Ela chayin him, and these are new birds that came. V'chol sofek muchanase, and any doubt regarding food that's considered ready is forbidden. Demon Shnaim Umatushwaisa, if you set aside two birds and you found there three birds, then they're all three are forbidden. Shwaisa Umatushnaim, three, if you set aside three and you found two, then permitted. Demon Batechat Khan Umatushwaisa Neyakan, if you set aside, you designated birds in the nest, and then you find them in front of the nest. Imein Sham Khan Alahain, Ben Yechem Lefreyach, if there's a only these birds in the nest, and they cannot fly away easily. Although there might be another nest in the corner within 50 amma, so then these birds are permitted. Because hopping birds only hop in a straight line in front of their nest. Halacha Zayin, Dagim Shabibirim Gedalim, Vachin Chayvev Shabibirim Gedalim. If you have fish which are kept in a large aquarium or animals or birds that are kept in large water places, Kalsu Machusa Tida Acha Emim Habam Metudin Seinu. Anything that is lacking, still trapping, that you would say to somebody else, let's fetch a trap and catch it. Areiz amux is considered set aside, and suddenly to be yamtiv, you cannot capture it on yamtiv. Then suddenly, if you do capture it, layech, you should not eat. V'chol chen tzach matzud, anything that does not need trapping. Areiz amux is considered prepared with suddenness to be yamtiv, and you can trap it on yamtiv. V'chol chen you can eat it. V'chein chayesh akinna b'pardis. Similarly, if you have an animal that has hay that's laid out in the orchard at Mukhul Eir, Mekhtu City Yaldek is saying Tanu Shem Tichim Seda, Ein Tichim Zimun Neshadait Aleim. So if it has with it its young animal, being you don't have to do any special trapping for them, so you don't have to designate them because your intention, your mind is on using them. If somebody spread out traps, the animals, birds, fish from before Yom Tov, you cannot take the food that the animals or the fish that were caught on them that you find on Yom Tov. Elam ken yedesh and say to me of Yom Tov. Unless you know that these the things that are caught inside were caught before Yom Tov. Hasecha Amitamai Merav Yom Tov. Someone closes off an irrigation canal on the eve of Yom Tov. Lamachan, the next day Hishkemu Matzah Badagim, he gets up and he finds fish. So then you're allowed to have the fish. Shekvani said Merav Yom Tov, because you say the fish were already caught from before Yom Tov, Barayin Mechanim, they're considered ready. Ba'yishu Malei Peres, if you have a house which is full of fruit, Mechanim, that are ready for use on Yom Tov in Nifchas, and it's breached, a sealed room, like it's cracked open, Naitomi Makma Pchasa, you should take from the place of the breach. Ha'emid al Ha'muktzimer of Yom Tov, the son of Svi Shakol Peres Hefker, if one stands next to fruit. So if he's standing next to fruit, which was set aside Me'ev Yom Tov before, on the eve of Yom Tov B'Shana Shvi'is in the 7th year, Shekol Peres Hefker, that all the in a year when all the produce is considered ownerless, so Sheyishim, he has to make a mark. V'yeyman say, Mikan Vad Kanani Neto, from here until here I'm going to be taking the produce. Then Le'Roshim, if he did not make a mark, he's going to eat it. He should not take the fruit. Goisha Hevi Chuli Yisol B'Yom Tov, if a non-Jew brought a present of food to a Jew on Yom Tov, im yesh meisa min b'mechuba l'karka. So then the halacha is as follows. If you have similar food of that kind which is grown in, on the ground, eisha hevi chaya eifes eidogim, or else if he brought as a present animals or birds or fish, that you can be trapped on that day, so then the food that he brought cannot be eaten until nightfall. So then after Yom Tov, you wait until the time it would take to prepare it, because you're afraid maybe the guy cut it off from the ground that day, or maybe he trapped it that day. Even a spice of Ketubay or similar cases, Ein Marich, but you cannot smell on it after Yom Tov, until you wait the time that it would take to cut it. If such a present you don't find which is growing in the ground in the vicinity, or you could tell from its shape, its look, that it was cut from yesterday, or that it was trapped from yesterday, if it was brought from within the city limits, you're allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. If it was brought out of the limits, it's forbidden. However, food that is brought beyond the Shabbos limits for one Jew, so although that person can eat it, a second Jew can eat it. So either the Rambam says, Eitim Shanashim in Adek B'Yom Tov, if you have branches fall off of a tree on Yom Tov, you cannot use them for fire because they're considered as if they were born. If they fell straight into the oven, then you should add on to wood that was already prepared and light the fire. If you have a stack of straw or store of wood, so if you have a store of wood, you cannot use them on Yom Tov unless you prepare them from before Yom Tov, because they're considered set aside. However, if you had it within it, you had mixed in the straw, you had sawn, so then the only thing it's fit for is fire, it's considered prepared for fire and you can use it. Now in the next halacha, he says, you cannot use wood from a pile of beams for fire because it's considered set aside, and you cannot use a beam that broke on Yom Tov because it's considered born. And also vessels that broke on Yom Tov, you cannot light with them because they're considered that they were just born on Yom Tov. However, you can light with the complete vessels, or vessels that broke on Erev Yom Tov, because they were prepared for a different usage at least before Yom Tov. Similarly, if you have nuts that you ate Erev Yom Tov, you can use the shell for fire, for fuel. However, if they're eaten on Yom Tov, you cannot use their shells, and he brings down other nuskhais, other languages in the Gemara say just the opposite. If you ate them Erev Yom Tov, you cannot use their shells for fire because they were considered set aside. If you ate them on Yom Tov, then you can use the shells because the shells are considered prepared with the food together. 13th halacha, if you have a thorn which is wet, so then we say it's considered set aside because you cannot use it for fire. If you cannot also use it as a stitch for roasting meat, because it's also not a stitch, but it's wet. All similar cases. You can take wood which is next to the walls of a sukkah and light a fire with it. However, you cannot bring wood from a field, even if they were put all gathered together over there from before Yom Tov. However, if a person's standing in a field, he can take pieces of wood in front of him and to the sides and light a fire with it. You can also bring wood which was put together in a pile in a private, in a Rishus HaYachid, even if it was not enclosed for residential purposes, providing that it's within the boundaries of Shabbat and that it has a lock on it. If it's missing any of these conditions, we consider it set aside. 15th halacha, if you have reed leaves or vine leaves, so then we say, although they are gathered together in a pile, being the wind could blow them very easily, they're considered like they're scattered and you're not allowed to use them. However, if you put something heavy on them that will hold them in place, and before Yom Tov, they're considered prepared, and if you want, you can use them. 16th halacha, animal that dies in Yom Tov, if it was if it was already dying before Yom Tov, so then you could cut it up on Yom Tov and give it to the dog. And if not, you cannot use it, because then we say if it was already dying, so then you planned on using it for food for the dog. However, otherwise you weren't planning on cutting it. So therefore, it's considered mukta and you cannot move it from its place. Animal of kachim that was designated for sacrifices that died, or a tumor that became unclean. So then on these things we say also you cannot move it from its place. Zion. If you have birds of fowl, animals that are considered set aside, you cannot give them to drink on Yom Tov. You cannot give them food. Maybe you'll come to take one of them to eat. Anything that you're not allowed to eat or to use it on Yom Tov, because we consider it set aside. So then, it's also forbidden to move it. If someone brings earth into his courtyard before Yom Tov, if he set aside a corner in his courtyard for it, it's considered prepared, and you're allowed to move it and do with it whatever you want. Similarly, if you have ashes that were burned from Erev Yom Tov, the fire was burning from Erev Yom Tov, so we consider it mochen, prepared. However, if it's ashes that came from a fire that was burned on Yom Tov, so as long as it's still hot enough that you could cook on it an egg, so you're allowed to move it because we still consider it as if it's an actual fire. And if it's not, also if it's not so warm, you're not allowed to move it because it's something that came into existence on Shabbos. If someone had like a type of spade that you level ground with and it was stuck into the ground from Erev Yom Tov, Niski be Yom Tov, and it was pulled out in Yom Tov, a hella offer, and it pulled out dirt with it. So if it was loose dirt, then he could use that dirt, and he could use it, for example, for Kisi Adam, to cover the blood of an animal that was slaughtered. Avalim hella gush offer. However, if when you bring up the spade with you, you bring up a solid batch of dirt, then you cannot smash the dirt on Yom Tov. You should not crumble it, smash it on Yom Tov.